welcome everyone here today. A reminder to please turn off all of your electronic devices to silent mode, if you would. We have regrets today from Councillor Heather Kelly. I have one addition to the agenda today under 15.2 in camera contract negotiations. Are there any other changes or additions to the agenda today? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. We have under presentations 3.0, the first one today is 3.1, Queens County Transit, Carol Hipwell will be presenting today. And Carol, it's all yours.
It's all mine. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Dagley. I just turned that on, so there it comes.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect. Can everybody hear me okay? All right, thanks. So as you just heard, my name is Carol Hipwell, and I am one of the members of the Board of Directors for the new Queens County Transit Society. I'm really happy to be here today and to be able to present to you and give you an update. I was a member of the working group with the region and the other stakeholders. So that's where my initial interest came in becoming a part of a more permanent part of the Board of Directors for the Queens County Transit Society. And today, now I am the spokesperson of that, so I'm not sure that I, here I am. All right, so the reason that I'm here today, or the reason that all of us are here today, is because we were in front of you, I think it was, back in the winter, and we were moving from the working group, so I'm going to update you from that presentation that was done by Alain Branch and John Murray the last time. So the service is being launched in September. So the background for it is that we found that there is a need for public transit, obviously, in the Queens County area. We are one of the last counties in Nova Scotia to have any kind of public transport system. So there was a Queens Care Society were the advocates to begin the process and bring out that we required transportation, and then we had the needs and feasibility study done by Dal University, both of which show that there is a need in this area for a public transportation system. We finished the three-year business plan in March of 2018, including all of our financial projections and our budget. The pre-pilot implementation, because there's different phases based on funding, the pre-pilot implementation was in May of this year is when we began. So we switched from a working board into the Board of Directors, and I'll show you who all the members of the Board of Directors are in just a moment. The pilot phase will begin September 1st and goes until the end of our fiscal year, which is the end of March, and then we will move into the startup phase. So the pilot phase, which I'll talk about in a moment, allows us to work out the kinks, so to speak. So what do we offer? We are going to offer a community infrastructure. For us to grow in any community, we need to have the infrastructure that attracts people to come here and to meet the needs of the people who are already in our community. So it's to connect people to the services and supports that they need to do their regular daily life. For instance, it's going to be affordable, accessible, but it will be pre-booked and a door-to-door service. So it's not like a transit system where you have a bus that goes door-to-door just within the grounds of Liverpool. We're talking about the entire region. We have a number of seniors. We have a great proportion of seniors in this community that have transportation needs. And a lot of seniors and other residents are on fixed incomes. So their money is very, very fixed, and they need to be able to get affordable, accessible transportation. People with accessibility needs, we will be able to service people who have accessibility needs. And as I said, people who live in isolated parts of the county. For instance, I know of, in my other position, seniors that live out in isolated portions of the county that cannot get around. They may not have a neighbor, or they have sort of neighbors, but you don't always want to call on your neighbors to help you do your everyday things, getting to medical appointments, that sort of thing. So they'll be able to access health and other services. to be able to take part in social and recreational activities, isolation and loneliness really, really affect a person in their heart. And that is one of the things that transportation will allow us to do, is to bring people together, reduce that social isolation, and get them either to activities, to their doctors, and that would include both doctors here in Liverpool or Caledonia or Kentville, Halifax, Yarmouth. As we know, we need to go all over the place for our medical supports in Nova Scotia. What's new since the last time we were here? Well, we now have a board of directors. We started with 7, we now have 9 directors, so we can spread around the work. Of course, we are all volunteers in those positions. We have recruited and hired and trained a project coordinator, and that person for us is Tammy LeBlanc, who is right over there, and she'll just wave. Tammy's brought us lots of energy. She knows the community. She has lots of connections. She's out there. She's a go-getter. She goes to people and lets them know about our service, and she's very good at responding back and that sort of thing. So I'm very, very pleased to have Tammy on board with us. We have also hired our part-time drivers. Hopefully this service will grow into a point where we will have full-time drivers. At this point in time, we have part-time drivers, and then we will have a fleet of volunteer drivers to do our door-to-door service that doesn't require a specific accessibility van. We have acquired and are currently preparing the vehicles. From our last presentation, those have increased. So we have done the licenses, insurance, registration, the maintenance, and the branding of our vehicles, which consist of, we started off with 1 wheelchair accessible van, which we got from another area. And now we have, instead of just 1, we have 2 wheelchair accessible vans, having acquired the one from Queen's Manor for $1. So we are going to use that van. We just have a few things we have to work out on it to make sure it's able to be. And we also have a minivan, and one of the vehicles will link Liverpool to Bridgewater for school, and that funding for that vehicle was provided by the province in a separate instance. Right outside the door, when we're finished here or whatever, if anybody wants to see, one of our vehicles is outside with the branding and everything on the side, so you'll be able to see what the new vehicles look like. We are establishing an operational plan, the financial and the administrative procedures, lots of fun stuff that we're doing lots of meetings and talkings about. We've done the branding, the marketing, and we are developing an outreach strategy. We are in the middle of developing a fundraising and a sponsorship strategy. For instance, if people want to put their logos on the side of the van, etc. And we're developing policies and procedures for the board, the staff, and the volunteers. And we're getting a lot of support for that from Southwest Nova Transit. We're using their documents, and they're really, really being good at helping us set up all of our driver handbooks, etc. So where are we covering? We're going to cover all of Queen's County. So up the north, of course, we've got Caledonia and Kempt. We've got Port Lebert out to the west end. To the east, we go out to Danesville. And then, of course, to the south, we have the town Liverpool. So we're reaching all corners of the county. All right. The service hours of operation, it'll run Monday to Friday from 8 to 5, starting in September. Advanced booking of 2 business days. This allows us to make the best of the limited resources we have at the moment. So it will be 2 days advanced booking. The dispatch hours will be from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And we will provide travel within Queen's County as well as travel outside of Queen's County for medical and educational purposes. The shopping and those sorts of things we try to keep within the county. We do have wheelchair accessible vehicles, and we have a driver who's got experience with wheelchairs, and all other drivers are being trained in that manner. And we also would be able to offer perhaps evening and weekend services for a specific reason. And we would just need to know about that ahead of time. Perhaps we could set up, if there was an event going on like Privateers Days, we might be able to arrange something like that for a group of people to go to. So we're trying to increase social interaction, less isolation, and a little more accessibility for the people of the region of Queens. So our board of directors right now is, I don't know if you folks want to wave or they're all, there's a few of them sitting back in the back there. We have Ken Colthorpe is our chair. Bob McGowan is our vice chair. And we have Bill Smythe as treasurer. I'm the secretary. John Murray is our fundraiser person. Grant Weber wasn't able to be here today, but he's part of our team. Alex Doggett. Is he? Nope, he's not here today. Terry Doucette wasn't able to make it here today, but I know he's well invested in the community. And Don Kimball from Caledonia. Thanks, Don. As I said, we have Tammy as our project coordinator. We have three part-time drivers right now, and we are trying to recruit volunteer drivers. So if you know of anybody who would be interested in driving for us, we would certainly take their names and give them a chance to be a part of this great service. The official launches, how are we going to get the word out? Because that's one thing we always struggle with in a kind of community organization. There is the Queens County Fair Parade on the 19th of September, and we will be putting one of our vans into the parade and walking so that people get to see what's out there. And as I said, we've got our van outside. It looks great. We have a Facebook page set up at the moment that we will maintain so people know about events that could be linked up to our transit system. We also have a website that's just being set up. We want to make sure we have all the kinks out of it before we launch the website. We have postcards and posters you will get a supply of, and we're going to spread them all over the community, doctor's offices, pharmacies, post office, those sorts of things. So we'll have posters and we will have cards that people can take with the information on them. We'll be doing some radio ads on QCCR and CKBW and Hank FM. We've put an article into the North Queens Good News paper, which will be coming out in October, I believe. The region of Queens, through your community news, make sure that we keep things going on there. Interviews with any local media, so I'm available for interviews. I can schedule those at any time. And then outreach to our community partners and stakeholders like you to please spread the word, because the way this is going to get out there is by word of mouth. And we have this board of directors. Any of us can help you out to understand all the parts of what the transit system is about. And I'm glad to speak to anybody as well. Anything that we can do to raise awareness of this system is what we need. So we're out there being positive. Oh yes, sorry, I skipped over. So September 19th is the fair. Then on the 22nd, we are having a launch-off barbecue at the Superstore here in Liverpool. We're going to have a barbecue and some remarks sort of to tell people what's going on. We will be inviting dignitaries to join us at that barbecue, and you will be receiving your invitations soon. So we're going to be at that barbecue, and we will also be participating in the Caledonia Fair when it comes along as well. So. We're trying to get out, and any other places that if people know of things, please let me know or let Tammy know, and we'll make sure that we get out there so that we are visible and seen by the community. So the next steps are we're going to start piloting this service in September. So we'll have the dispatch line. We're in the process of recruiting volunteer drivers, and that's ultimately important. And we're going to start fundraising and a sponsorship campaign. We have applied for charitable status, so we just have to wait until that comes through before we can give receipts for large donations. But that's already in progress. And we're going to continue to raise awareness of the service in the community, either by doing presentations to various organizations in the area, through Facebook and through media interviews. And then we will be back here in front of you in February to update you on the pilot project, and then of course to talk about future funding for the 2019-2020 year. I do want to mention that your support so far has been outstanding. The fact that we were able to come here and have our working group work here, and we had some really good input from the community and other stakeholders here. So I hope that you believe in the service. I really believe in the service. I'm very, very strongly believe that this can be a success as long as we go out there with a positive way and we try to meet the needs of people. There will be, we're hoping to make sure that we are able to give subsidies to those that cannot afford the full fare, so we have fare structures, and we're working out a subsidized ability as well, because I know a lot of people who are on fixed incomes really don't have that extra bit of cash. So the last thing is, you can go and look at our Facebook page. It's Queens County Transit, and queenscountytransit.ca will be the website as well. And our phone number is 350-2901, and you will get Tammy at this point in time at that phone number. So we definitely thank you for all the support and encouragement that you've given us so far, and hopefully in the future. This is just an appendix for you to remind you from the last presentation what the requests were and where we're going from here. So it's not really something that I necessarily want to get into, but it's just to remind you of what we talked about when we were here the last time that we came to council. And I'd like to thank you very much for listening to me and hopefully supporting our new venture. And I'd like to thank all of you that are in the audience for taking the time today.
Thank you, Carol. Are there any questions of councillors or any comments?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
I mean, it's wonderful, but what you guys are doing is just reaches out to people who just can't get where and it costs too much to go. Two things that come to mind is just for assurance to people like taxis and things that they can still survive through it. I don't get the fear factor comes in with all these type of things. So I got two questions. That's the first one. So, and then the second thing is the. The Liverpool to Bridgewater run. Just to trying to look at it is I don't know if you have any scheduled times or you're looking at this, because I'm thinking like community college people who need to get over, they don't have money, so then they have to go rent to Bridgewater because they can't they have no way over.
Right.
And even for workers, that it's all about trying to keep people still here and be able to go there.
Exactly, because Queens, I mean, it is a beautiful county. It really is. We have so much to offer here. So in terms of the taxis, the taxis provide a very vital service, and we certainly support the taxi service here. That's not our, we're not in there to compete. So the feasibility study and the study by QCS both showed that we have a need for a public transportation system. This is a two-day pre-advanced booking, and it's only run between Monday and Friday at this point in time. So we will actually have to refer people if they need shorter term, if they don't have the 2 days, we would be referring them to a taxi service. I think that in any community, taxis and other public transit really work well in cooperation with each other to build and work together. So that's, you know, yes, there's always that fear factor, but I really hope that we can have a positive way of working forward with the taxi drivers and being able to provide the service. The other thing is being able to reach out to those more isolated areas, and sometimes it's a little more difficult to get the taxis out to the isolated areas, and this Queens County Transit is to meet the needs of the whole county, you know, because sometimes we kind of get focused on one small area, so we definitely want to include the whole county. What was the other you asked me about?
Do you have a schedule of time of what's going to be, so people can at least look at it and say, that could work for me or not work for me?
Yes, without getting into that van in a lot of, because I don't have all of the background on that one, it is set up to take, there are students who are Achieve students at the community college, so those are ones who have special learning challenges or whatever, and so they are going to, so that is the basis for the van going, so it would go from the Amera Center to the campus, to NSCC. And it would go in the morning in time for classes to start, and it would come back. There would be a second run to pick them up in the afternoon when classes finish. So that's the intention, and other students would be able to pay for the service as well. I'm sort of anticipating, having been in the education system, that need will actually be greater than what we are anticipating at this point in time. And then expanding it, as you said, to work people. But at this point in time, it would have to be around the hours of the community college.
Yes.
But that's definitely, I see that as being a very vital part of the service. So.
Thank you. Councilor Fisk?
Just a quick question. You may not be able to answer this, but a senior with a set income would have a medical appointment in Halifax.
Yep.
What's the cost for that?
I don't have those. We have a funding group. We can provide that for you afterwards as a special, but we have to make sure that we are within, it's being developed. The first rates, thank you.
The 1st of September, you have a handle on that.
Yes, we have a handle on for the community college. We have that worked out, and we are right now. We still have meetings going on. It's been a real compressed time plan. Did you want to say something?
I can answer the question.
Thank you. I'll pass that over to Ken.
Right now, we're thinking that the rate between Liverpool and Halifax would be probably serviced by volunteer drivers because of the fact that we don't anticipate 6 people going at once. Probably.
No, I understand.
And the person would stay with them for their
The reason it's $150 is the volunteer drivers we have are going to be paid like 20 cents a kilometer to cover their expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And while we don't want to make, this is a non-profit organization, and we figure we'll be able to pay the price we need to charge $150.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You've answered the question.
Good. And I know that Department of Community Services will provide a certain amount of money for people to reach their medical appointments, and I don't know what their rate is for going to Halifax, but I know there's one for doctor's appointments.
One more thing.
Yes.
As Councillor Fancy had mentioned, the taxi drivers, I've had one taxi driver approach me. They're very upset with the situation. And I tried to explain it. I feel quite strongly that it will not hurt the taxi business at all. You certainly answered the question, and I think working together on that, things work out fine. I'm really pleased with what you're trying to do here. I think it's excellent.
Thank you. Well, we're very proud and pleased to be doing what we're doing. It's been a lot of work, but very, very worthwhile. And so.
Councilor Johnson?
Carol, good job. Really good, and being involved with this from the get-go to see it become operationalized in the spring, you know, time to break out the cigars and things like that, because we looked at this and admired it, I think, back in 2012, and couldn't get it off the ground. And I think this is a point in the presentation where, you know, the Queen's Care Society needs the recognition as well. You know, they worked hard to get this and other initiatives right up into present initiatives that we're working with the region on things like working on a strategy for age-friendly communities and things like that. So that group, being the advocacy group that they are, needs to be recognized by this council and staff for their hard work as well. But excellent to see this thing rolling, and the fact that it is infrastructure, and I know, like I said, from being a non-voting member on the board, that this will link Queens with Halifax through other means once that approval is in place through the UNARV, and it's a great way for Queens to get to Halifax and points beyond if necessary in a very cost-effective manner. Good job, good kudos to you.
Thank you, and thank you for bringing up again about Queens Care Society, because they are very, very strong in the community, and they really are advocating for this community and making sure that we have the infrastructure and the supports that we need for the people that we serve. So thank you, Councillor Johnson.
I might make one more point about the Liverpool-Halifax connection. Maritime bus is going to be starting to serve sometime in September. Maybe we can do that for us, I'm not sure. But they're going to start from Bridgewater. They're going to go Bridgewater, Lunenburg, Mahomaday, Chester, and Halifax. Their service. Bridgewater, close to 10 o'clock in the morning.
very, very enthusiastic presentation. Thank you, Cheryl. Sounds really good.
Thank
I have
you.
A question about the ambulance services here in Queens County.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give you a little bit of experience. My mom had to go up to Kentville to have a test after she had some procedures done. And I drove up, I put in the ambulance, and the ambulance driver was telling me that this is really a costly service for the province to provide, but just there's no medical condition with the patient or anything. They were just transporting them back and forth to point A to point B. I wonder if there's any opportunity for some negotiations with the province or whoever to see if there could be a pilot project using a facility or a service such as ours to do that sort of thing, which would certainly be a cost saving to the province in that respect.
That's a very good idea.
Just
to no, I think it's very good. That's a very good point because I'm aware of the number of ambulances that are used to transport people for medical appointments
mm-hmm.
from here to Kentville or whatever, and the expense. I know the cost of ambulances. I know the expense and the time that they have to wait.
Taking the paramedics
and they're
in
taking
an area where they could be needed. That sort of thing.
Absolutely. So that's an avenue that we should explore
yeah.
to see whether there's an opportunity to provide that service in
and
a different way.
And another suggestion is, and I don't know whether you've thought of it or not. I know that, for example, White Point Beach Resort are having difficulty getting employees and hiring young people. But a large number of them do not have the transportation, and that's why they do not go out and apply for the jobs, because they don't have the way to get there. I don't know whether that would be an opportunity also.
We have actually spoken about those sorts
okay.
of opportunities. I think what we're doing right now, we're going to start
sure.
get a strong base and build from there.
Sure.
So certainly those ideas, and if anybody has any other ideas that you'd like us to investigate or go into, please just let us know. You can give Tammy a call and she'll pass it on to us at the board. And yeah, I think that would be an opportunity in the future. We just want to make sure we have a really good start. And you know, we want to start well, we want to have a good face. We've got drivers who are personable and who work with the community well or know the community and who are also excited about the opportunities.
Yep.
So we're going to start strong and then we're going to build from there. That's the intention.
Great presentation, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
One thing that I'm aware of for QueensCare is Helping Hands, which is another subcommittee of that. It would be great to see a really strong partnership with the two. I know that they're kind of struggling getting the word out what their services are.
Right.
But if you have a van and extra space, it would be wonderful to have that logo there, because you're obviously the right target market, and to spread the word about the service they offer that could really complement what you're offering. So it would be great to see that kind of
super. Yes,
together.
I'm aware. I work with some of the Helping Hands
yeah.
people, so that's
yeah.
a very good idea. So we'll put that on our fundraising and stakeholders as well to offer them the opportunity for, you know, getting their word out as well. So thank you for that idea.
Any other counselor have a question or comment? Thank you, Carol. A very good presentation.
Thank
is
you.
Your bus is directly outside?
It's directly outside the door if anybody would like to. I don't know if you want to take a quick break.
So what I will do, I will call a 10-minute recess to allow counselors and staff and those in the gallery to have